5 minutes later, we're sitting down with a notepad, a telephone, and an antique tape recorder that Smiley probably used to debrief Carla back when men were real men and lesbian sheep were afraid. "This had better be important," Josephine complains, clicking a frighteningly high-tech sweetener dispenser repeatedly over her black Nescafe. "I've got a persistent burglar, two rapes, a string of car thefts, and a phantom pisser who keeps breaking into department stores to deal with, then a bunch of cloggies from West Yorkshire who are running some kind of computer audit. Your fault, I believe. I need to get bogged down in X-Files rubbish right now, like I need a hole in my head." "Oh, it's important, all right, and I hope to get it off your desk as soon as possible. I'd just like to get a few things straight first." "Hmm. So what do you need to know? We've only had 2 flying saucer sightings and 6 alien abductions this year so far." She raises one eyebrow, arms crossed and shoulders set a trifle defensively. Who'd have thought it? Being interviewed by higher authorities makes the alpha female detective defensive. "It's not like I've got all day. I'm due in a case committee briefing at noon, and I've got to pick up my son from school at 4. On second thought, maybe she really is busy. "To start with, did you get any witness reports or CCTV records from the scene? And have you identified the cow and worked out how it got there?" "No eyewitnesses, not until 3 o'clock, when Vernon Thwaite was out walking his girlfriend's toy poodle, which had diarrhea." She pulls a face, which makes the scar on her forehead wrinkle into visibility. "If you want, we can go over the team reports together. I take it that's what pulled you in." "You could say that." I dip a cheap IKEA spoon in my coffee and check cautiously after a few seconds to see if the metal's begun to corrode. Helicopters make me airsick, especially after a night out when I was expecting a morning lie-in. She almost smiles before she remembers she's officially grumpy with me. "Okay, so no earlier reports. What else?" "No tape," she says, flattening her hands on the tabletop to either side of her cup and examining her nail cuticles. "Nothing. One second it's 0026, the next it's 0714. Numbers to engrave in your heart. Dennis, our departmental geek, was most upset with MKSG. They're the public-private partners in the regional surveillance outsourcing sector." 0026 to 0714, I echo as I jot them down in my palm top. "MKSG. Right, that's helpful." "It is?" She tilts her head sideways and stares at me like I'm a fly that's landed in her coffee. "Yep." I nod, then tell myself that it'd be really stupid to wind her up without good reason. "Sorry, what I can tell you is, I'm as interested in anything that happened to the cameras as the cow. If you hear anything about them, especially about them being tampered with, I'd love to know. But in the meantime, Daisy, do you know where she came from?" "Yes." She doesn't crack a smile, but her shoulders unwind slightly. "Actually, she's number 263 from Emmett Moore Limited, a dairy factory out near Dunstable. Or rather, she was 263 until 3 days ago. She was getting along a bit, so they sold her to a local slaughterhouse along with a job lot of 7 other cows. I followed up on the other 7, and they'll be showing up in your McHappy McMeal sometime next month. But not Daisy. Seems a passing farmer in a Range Rover with a wagon behind it dropped by and asked if he could buy her and cart her away for his local family butcher to deal with. Aha! And if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you." She takes a sip of her coffee, winces, and strafes it with sweeteners again. Responding on autopilot, I try a mouthful of my own and burn my tongue. "Turns out that there's no such Farmer Giles of Ham Farm, Bag End, the Shire on record. Mind you, they had a camera on their stockyard and we nailed the Range Rover. It turned up abandoned the next day on the outskirts of Leeton Buzzard, and it's flagged as stolen on Holmes 2. Right now, it's sitting in the pound down the road. They smoked it for prints, but it came up clean, and we don't have enough money to send a Sarco and a forensics team to do a full workup on every stolen car we run across. However, if you twist my arm and promise me a budget, and to go to the mat with my boss, I'll see what I can lay on." "That may not be necessary. We have ways and means. But can you get someone to drive me down there? I'll take some readings and get out of your face, except for the business with Daisy. How are you covering that?" "Oh, we'll find something. Right now it's filed under F for fucking Fortean freakery, but I was thinking of announcing it's just an old animal that had been dumped illegally by a farmer who didn't want to pay to have it slaughtered. That sounds about right. I nod slowly. Now, I'd like to play a random word association game with you, okay? 10 seconds. When I say the words, tell me what you think of, right?